This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Now back to Willard and Dibs. Take it away, Mark.
Okay, Steph. I don't really want to take anything away from you.
You can't take it away from him.
Nope. I mean, unless, of course, it's during the non-Steph minutes, which Jimmy is now in charge of.
And right.
Doing just fine. Thank you. You know, we left here on Friday talking about how regular season Warrior games had not felt like this much of an appointment in 3 years. And I would like to circle back to that and then push that even more forward. Listen to me now, okay? And then we're going straight to the phones. Tomorrow night is Tuesday and Charlotte is in town. It's literally the way you joke about regular season basketball when you say it.
It's what Draymond used to joke
exactly.
About.
Exactly. You're like, you know. Some Tuesday and Charlotte is in town.
I can't get up for Tuesday in Charlotte.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
I can't wait for Tuesday and Charlotte is in town. That's how you know that the Warriors are cooking right now. And it is. It's so much bigger than a 5-1 record. And so, you know, I'm ready. I am now ready.
Oh, yeah.
I am ready to say I was wrong about this trade. And it's not because any of my thoughts about next year and beyond are different than they were that day. It's that I can see that this energy shift is so much more pronounced than I ever could have thought possible. And that in and of itself, even if this just goes to the first round and then whatever, next year they just come back a year older and all of that, I still would green check this deal.
Oh, yeah.
My God. This is such an about face. It's incredible.
It's been profound, and all you have to do is look at the ticket resale market. And I just looked at tomorrow's games: Bucks at Rockets, tickets as low as $6.
Okay.
Suns at Grizzlies, tickets as low as $4. Spurs at Pelicans, tickets as low as $2. You can get into that game for $2. Hornets at Warriors, tickets as low as $69.
Wow.
So, and the Laker Maverick, tickets as low as $173. That's a little bit of a different vibe.
That's crazy. Yeah, the only way that would be crazier is if it was in Dallas. It's in L.A.
Right.
But Luka versus the Mavericks, yes, that's coming tomorrow night.
You got a 2, a 4, and a 6. And the $6 is Giannis at Houston.
Yeah.
The Giannis-Şengün matchup.
That's a big game.
It is.
That's two teams that are fighting right now.
Spurs at Pelicans, tickets as low as $2.
Yeah, well, that's...
That team's got to move.
I mean... Those two teams are... They're playing out the string.
Right.
They've lost their people, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, Wembanyama, whatnot.
But that, to your point, though, about, like, Hornets-Warriors, the Hornets are 14-41, but you can't get in there for under $70.
Oof.
Because this thing is humming.
Yeah. All right, so let's hear from you. Who wants to do this with us, okay? I like six games. I know that's quick, but I'm here, and the takes that I had a couple of weeks ago were at least partially off, for sure. This thing is really, really kicking into high gear quick. Chris in San Jose, thank you for calling Willard and Dibs. What's up?
Hey, what's up, gentlemen? Good afternoon, Mark. Yeah. Good afternoon, Dibbers.
Hello.
Hello. I was one of those guys who, you know, not trying to, you know, I try to be optimistic, but when I looked at the move initially, and I still think this way to some extent, you know, we threw around the word lateral. It's a lateral move. It's a lateral move. While I do kind of see that in terms of the player, you know, we like your guys' analogy between dogs and cats. You know, if Wiggins was a cat, Butler's an absolute dog. So he's infused some energy here over the last few weeks. I just, you know, and again, not to be such a pessimist, but you look at who we play, you know, you beat the Bucks without Giannis. You barely beat Houston without their second best player in Jabari Smith. So you play who you play, but we really haven't played like a quality opponent yet with Jimmy. I think that Lakers game was the game before Jimmy came over. So, you know, while he has infused some life, I still kind of think, you know, it is somewhat of a lateral move in terms of, do I think that we are going to win the championship? No, I don't think so. But I do think we have a little bit of life here now. You know, you got Curry playing well again. He's getting one-on-ones, not 2v1 every time down the court. So, it's a positive move in the right direction. I'm going to give it, you know, another month, see how it plays out. I know we don't have the strongest strength of schedule down the way. We got some passies, so to speak. But, yeah, we got some new life. Looking forward to it. And I'm not ready to say I was completely wrong because I still don't think they're going to win a title. But, hey, we got, as Guru was saying, we got action.
The cooking with gas. All right, Chris, thanks. I'll say this. I think it's a hard nut to crack to say lateral move because I didn't think they'd win a title before and I still don't. Well, like that's not really a fair way to look at it. Like, yes, objectively, they are still very, very unlikely to win a championship. How about if we ask it this way? Are they more likely now than they were then? Who on earth would answer no? Of course they are. Or even as we put it a few weeks ago, look, to me, I'm never going to be a championship or bust person. I think there's value in the Warriors dancing. Get into the playoffs and see what happens. Do you get to the second round? Do you get to the third round? Those things are way better than missing it entirely like they did last year. And again, all we can do is look at things as they are in this moment. But if you look at the standings right now, look at people's schedules, look where the injuries are. Sure, the Warriors could get an injury tomorrow night. But as we all sit here right now, you got a hard time even believing that the Warriors are going to be anything below six. Like, six looks, I mean, they're a game and a half behind the Clippers.
Yep. Looks doable.
It looks very doable.
It looks doable.
I'd almost favor them right now to be the six of the group that's going for it.
Funny you say that because I ran this by you at least a week ago, might have been longer, about the NBA championship odds, according to FanDuel, and the Warriors were at 65-1.
Yep.
Right now, they're 45-1. So, in just...
And what are some of those other teams they're battling? What's Minnesota? What's the Clippers?
I'll run it down for you, but just over the course of maybe 10 days, they went from 65-1 to 45-1, and of the Western Conference teams, Oklahoma City is 2-1. They're the favorite to win the whole thing. Denver, 13-1. Lakers, 20-1. Memphis 35-1, then
Warriors.
The Warriors.
Yeah.
And then the Clippers, then Dallas. Minnesota's 130-1.
I don't know what's going on there, man. I'm telling you. Did you watch them last night?
No,
they were late game against Oklahoma City. And they were down by 20 before they even got warm seats.
Wow.
Then they erased it in the second quarter to take a lead by halftime. And then they went ahead and went out there and lost the basketball game and had stories come out today about how Naz Reid wants to opt out at the end of the year and be a free agent.
There you go.
I'm just like, you have so much talent on that team. And it is just so misused and not coming together. I wonder what Anthony Edwards' future is. I don't know, man. That team is so good looking. The team photo. It's so good looking. And they just don't do it. I can't figure them out.
Yeah.
They should be so much better than they are.
I'm just looking at the ESPN win probability because I didn't watch the game, and it goes from OKC is up 47-31, 50-31, 97% chance of winning.
Yep.
And then you get to Minnesota took a lead, 71-65.
Uh-huh.
Now Minnesota is favored to win. All the way down to Minnesota, up by four with about 17 minutes to go. And then whoop, OKC flipped it all the way back. And then Minnesota actually flipped it back again. This whole thing is like the Dow Jones over a tumultuous day of the stock market.
Yeah. Oklahoma City is, that is a really, really good basketball team. Let's go to Deborah in San Leandro. Hi, Deborah. Thanks for calling.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
What's up?
I'm calling to say I was wrong, partially. Okay. I was one that said my concern with Jimmy, and it still is his availability, right? So if he maintains, they say he's coming in early, he's doing everything he needs to do physically, he doesn't have to work as hard on this team as he had to on the other team because they didn't really have a lot of help for him over there. So maybe he won't sit out as much. But he's definitely changed the whole swagger of the team. The analogy of the cat and the dog is perfect. I love Andrew, but he's too meek, right? Steph needed another dog. And to give you an example, I watched when Buddy first came over that first few weeks, and Andrew had planted himself next to Steph in the chair. Steph always has his seat. I watched Buddy move him from that seat. It's no way in heck Buddy should have moved Andrew from that seat next to Steph. Now, last night, I watched, the other game, I watched Jimmy move Buddy. Buddy, that's my seat next to Steph. So that, you know, that's in a nutshell the difference in the two, right? And he has changed the franchise by giving confidence to all the other players and space, and he's allowing Steph not to have to shoot 35 times a night. Steph was worn out, and now he's not. So I have to say I was wrong because I didn't know it was going to be this quick, and I just hope he remains available.
Deborah, it's a great call. Thank you very much. This is kind of what I think Deborah's talking about, and I wonder if anybody sort of believes in this the same way that I do. When we talk about sports, this happens a lot. People will bring up team chemistry, and I think a lot of people, they blow it off. They're like, what does that really mean? Like, give me talent over chemistry. Well, yes, obviously. You can have a bunch of people who like each other, and if they don't have enough talent, but do not underestimate what I think has been the word in Bay Area sports for the last 12 months. Vibes. Go back to the beginning of the 49ers offseason, and the way things just completely, for the second year in a row, went sideways because of a big name and a big contract. And all August, what did we keep saying? Oof, the vibes don't feel good. But we were hoping against hope. Oh, but they got all that talent. Got all that talent. So who cares about vibes? Well, how are we doing now? 6-11. And then the Warriors came in. And they said, we've got good vibes. And then it just kind of like went into no man's land because you couldn't string anything together. Not
12-3, the vibes were off the charts.
Sure, of course. And then you get a couple injuries, and then it just hit no man's land, and all of a sudden, people aren't feeling it anymore. Like, for whatever it's worth, probably not much. But right now, the San Francisco Giants spring training is overloaded on vibes. And I don't even know if that'll lead to anything. But Buster Posey is running the place now, not Farhan Zaidi. That's vibes. It's an energy shift. And what you're watching, to me, with the Warriors right now, there's a lot of X's and O's involved in it, but even more so, it's vibes. It's just like people can achieve things. You can move mountains when you wake up every day feeling like you're a foot above the ground. And that's what they all look like. The whole team looks like that right now.
They do, and I do think that is a testimony to life, because I think about this building and, you know, our boss, Matt Nahegan, when he came in, and it's been now 6 years. I want to get it right. It's been probably six, maybe seven. And when he came in, the vibes in the building were not great. And he made some personnel moves over the course of, you know, 6 to 9 to 12 months, most of them behind the scenes, that changed the culture. And he changed the culture. And so the vibes here in our building are great. And it's important that when we show up, the sales staff, the support staff, the engineers, everybody, if we all like being here and like working here, you're going to show up earlier, you're going to work harder, you're going to stay later, you're going to care more about your job. And that is everything for everybody. And I do believe that a lot of us in professional sports, we forget that, because you look at Basketball Reference or you look at your fantasy team and you think, well, they have all these amazing guys, then of course it's going to be fine. And your example about the Niners is a good one, because Ayuk was mad all the way up until he finally got started, and then he got hurt, and Trent Williams didn't really want to be there. And, you know, Mooney Ward had personal tragedy, and so did Trent. And so some of these things are unavoidable when you've got personal stuff that happens, but the vibe change here in Golden State has been profound.
I mean, real talk, I think that Brandon Ayuk and the 49ers were mad at each other last offseason, and I think they still are.
They might be. I mean,
I really do.
We don't know what he's going through in the rehab. And
But I do think and have heard that there are still plenty of people in the 49ers front office who are still annoyed. They're still annoyed. And why wouldn't they be? You got to sit with what just happened last year all offseason. And it's not all Brandon's fault, but man, it was Exhibit A into taking the 49ers into a big old bucket of negativity. And the Niners, I'm not putting it all on Brandon by any stretch. The team, the front office, gets their share of the pie for sure. I just think that that was a significant piece of it. And I think for a lot of us, this is what people were worried about with Jimmy Butler, because he did arrive, fair or not, with a label of being a culture killer and a malcontent, because it's happened in multiple places. And guess what? It might happen here too.
It might.
But not yet, and not for a while. And maybe it won't, because the other thing is too, like, he signed for 2 more years after this one, and we go, oh, we got 2 more years after this. 2 years and 30 games is not that long in the NBA. Like, if you look at Jimmy Butler's culture killing history, it's never been in the first 2 years. It's after, we're getting to this 4 years and 5 years and 6 years and problems and all of that. So, you know, he's only got to be here for a short period of time before they're probably all going to walk off into the sunset.
True, but, and I'll play devil's advocate here and think about, like, the future and what it might mean, because he signed for 2 years on top of this year. So you play this year, everything's great, hunky-dory, honeymoon phase, whatever happens, great. You get through next year, and now he's in the final year of his deal, and at that point, he might want a new deal. He might want an extension with just 1 year left. And,
maybe.
You know, at that point, either Steph will have, he'll have 1 year left, and he'll either get extended or not, and Draymond's got 1 year left, he'll get extended or not. So you get through next year and you will be facing questions about Steph, Draymond, and Jimmy Butler, and what each of them want, what the organization wants. And so for me, it's not as easy as 2.5 years and then we worry about it. It's really just 1.5 years, because at the end of next year, all these guys are going to want clarity either way on what they're going
to
do.
Let's go to Candlestick Rick. He's in San Bruno. Rick, what's going on, man? What are you doing?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Good.
Hey, what's up, fellas? It's been about a calendar year since I called you guys, but it's good to hear you.
It's good to hear you. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, so I want to lay a few points down really quick, and I'll let you guys get back to it. But this is the joyous Jimmy. The no joy Jimmy is not good, because the attitude and effort changes within him. He doesn't give his full effort. He's happy right now, and I believe that will last with Steph and Draymond. They like each other, man. You can tell it's sincere. And you can only get better with Jimmy. I mean, he makes the young players better. Steph is feeling good, as well as Draymond. And every role player has continued playing well or started playing better. Pods is on fire right now. I don't expect a Western Conference win or anything like that, but my hopes are much higher than they were before. And I think we could beat some of these young teams based on merit and pedigree. When Jimmy has the ball, you kind of trust him like you did at Iguodala, almost more.
Thanks, Rick. Appreciate it, man. Yeah, like, I think that's something that we were pointing to on the crossover a little bit. When you get to know Jimmy, I don't think any Warrior fan, like, the only concern is, well, who is Jimmy? Nobody's worried about what is Jimmy. Everybody knows that Jimmy Butler is a great basketball player, but there's definitely an IQ level that goes up for the fans when someone joins your team. There's always a certain thing or two where you're like, oh, I didn't know that about him, or how does it fit with this particular team? There's that get to know you phase. I've always known, who doesn't know that Jimmy Butler's a dog, man? He's a one in the NBA. Dude, he is a high IQ basketball player. I mean, this obsession with not turning the ball over,
that's
that he
the
has.
Thing, Mark.
How beautiful. I've never heard a star talk about that openly. Like, obsessed with not turning the ball over. I don't hear stars talk about that. I mean, certainly that's never been a part of Warrior basketball the last year, 10, 12 years. They've always turned the ball over a lot. And Jimmy Butler has brought a new dynamic, especially later in their careers.
Yeah, he's turned it over 6 times in 6 games.
That's
one
incredible
turnover per game. And I was looking at the numbers earlier. They are down 2 turnovers per game. And a lot of that is attributed to the fact that Jimmy Butler is on the ball a lot. And you mentioned it, Mark. He doesn't want to turn the ball over, and maybe that'll help permeate into Steph and Draymond, because still, when you watch this team, Steph and Draymond have those one or two moments a game where it's like, where, you know, they throw a one-arm pass, or they throw a reckless pass or a lazy pass. Jimmy Butler doesn't have that. The dude is absolutely Puritan with the basketball, and so hopefully that will carry over to Steph and Draymond, and the turnovers continue to go down, because when they don't turn it over, you get more shots. And when you offensive rebound, you get more shots. And if this team gets more shots than their opponent, they're going to win most of their games.
That's the other thing about this. It's not just W's. Like, it's been really pretty basketball.
Yeah.
Really pretty basketball. McManimal, Fairfield. Next up, Willard and Dibbs. McManimal, hey.
Hey, how we doing, guys?
Great.
Hey, I called in last week in regards to the comments Draymond made over All-Star Weekend.
Yeah.
And I just want to revisit what I said then. I said, yeah, absolutely, he buys in and he believes that they can win the championship, and I do too. Furthermore, you know, I also said that he's bringing something. Jimmy Butler is bringing something to this team that Corey Maggette never could, and that's the vibes. I mean, you guys are spot on with that. The vibes that are coming in, they're high. I mean,
I think we lost McManimal there at the end. I'm not sure I understand the Corey Maggette comparison. I get it that Maggette was brought in as a at the time. This is a while ago, obviously, but a big name free agent. But like, by no stretch does that really feel anything like this. I mean, look, it's too early to say this after 6 games, but if you want to start playing around historically with trade deadline acquisitions, hell, you could probably go beyond just basketball. I don't know how many trade deadline acquisitions have brought about this significant of a change this quickly. I mean, in recent memory, I start thinking about things like Christian McCaffrey. I start thinking about people like Hunter Pence. This is only six games. But, my God, they look like a completely different basketball franchise.
Yeah, they look totally different. And if you look at, you know, the impact that he's had immediately, it's a big one. And I think about going back to the first championship year where a couple of years prior when they made the Monte Ellis trade, they got Andrew Bogut back onto Golden State, and Andrew Bogut turned out to be a big piece of that first championship team, and it didn't really bear fruit right away, but it was a veteran big and somebody who came in and did something for them that they desperately needed. And this is different because I think that Jimmy Butler is a little later in his career, although Bogut didn't play too many more years. He had all the injuries, but when Bogut got acquired, it was that sense of, wow, this is something that they've always needed, a big man who can distribute and rim protect and defend inside. And so that, at the moment, it was a big trade. Everyone was really upset about losing Monte Ellis, and then the Mullen retirement ceremony thing happened, and a little different than the Iguodala retirement ceremony.
Yeah, a little bit.
Similar in the length of ceremony, by the way.
Yep.
And Rick Barry was at both, but other than that, not too many commonalities.
That was about it, yeah.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.